Good afternoon once again, Audio Boo. This is my Audio Mo Extra for day 8 of November. And apologies for the car there. We are in Ripley in Derbyshire, or more specifically, a little settlement called Hammersmith. And we're on the hunt for the western entrance of the Cromford Canal's Butterley Tunnel. If you listened to my boo a few days ago, you may have noticed that I was talking about the Cromford Canal and Butterley Engineering Company, and they were responsible for digging the Butterley Tunnel. And I located it on the map. I had a quick look on the internet, did some research, and managed to find out where the entrance was. So I'm with my friend Ray now. Say hello, Ray.
Hello.
I always make him say hello, you have to. Hey up. And then we're going to go and find the tunnel now. So what I'll do is I'll pause you and hopefully we'll be able to find it. The noise in the background is the noise of the A38 dual carriageway, and we're about to pass underneath it. So join us later. Welcome back once again. So at the minute, we're stood at the western entrance to the Butterley Tunnel. I'm just going to open another app on my iPhone and I'll give you a lat-long coordinate. And we are north 53 degrees, 3.677, west 1 degree, 24.851. That's WGS84 there. I think it is what I expected, actually. So looking at it now, this little portal that I'm looking at, I'm stood at the bottom of some steps right next to the old section of the Cromford Canal, and it's flowing out from underneath the A38 dual carriageway. How wide would you say that is, Ray, that tunnel there? Mm-hmm. 2 metres across?
Yeah, probably a metre
long. Yeah. So this tunnel from where I'm stood now stretches 2,712 metres towards the east, and it comes out in the Golden Valley near a place called the Newlands Inn. So this is the western entrance. What I'm going to try and do now is, I'm going to do what Ray did a second ago, I'm going to shimmy across and try and grab hold of the metal bars so I can look down the tunnel. So I may end up in the canal, but hopefully I won't, and I'll continue this boo in a second. If you never hear from me again though, that is because I've fallen in the canal. Welcome back once again. Never fear, folks. I didn't fall in. I did. If you look at the image for this boo, I've walked back a little bit and I've taken another photo. So what I did was, I grabbed hold of the wooden railings at the top, the wooden fence at the top, and I like hung myself down and grabbed onto the grate. Ray's just showing me a photo now of me hanging on. And basically grabbed hold of the bars like some chimp in a zoo and had a quick look down. But I thought if I try and get my phone out of my pocket now, it really is going to end up in the drink. How far would you say you can see down there, do you think? 20, 30 metres. And it just looks like your average tunnel, but it's got some great history. And this little section I'm looking at now is the extension that was built when the A38 dual carriageway was built. And the original entrance to the tunnel must be a lot further in. So I'm assuming that the tunnel must open out as you get further down, because this will just be a makeshift tunnel that was put in just to aid the flow of the water, I suppose. But we were just talking then, 2,712 metres, and the way they got the boats down there was by the process of legging, so basically lying on their sides or lying on their backs and walking along. And as I was talking then, a robin has just landed. He is quite a big robin, isn't he? Okay, so from the western entrance to the Butterley Tunnel, it is bye for now. Speak to you all again soon.